It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks.
I'm Tim Wildman, and in studio with me is a lot of IQ people. 20-20-20 right there. We got 20-20-20 in this room.
Are you saying our IQ is 20?
I wonder if you meant vision.
If you didn't know you were insulted, then,
then your IQ is 20.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Today is Friday, November 21st, the Friday before Thanksgiving Day. That's coming up next week, obviously. And we appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Well, I'm Tim Wildman, and now joining me in studio is Tony Vitagliano. Good morning, Brother Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tony is going to be hosting next week while I'm out, right?
That's right, yeah.
And Tony's dad is Ed.
We've got the younger version of Ed Vitagliano. Ed Vitagliano 2.0.
Yeah, that's right. Without all the phobias and stuff. And 17 throat lozenges lined up over here in a certain formation before the show starts.
I don't have the cough drops. The pile of cough drops there. Yeah.
Hey, what's that all about anyway? Where did it come from? His childhood? I'm just teasing. Yeah. We all have our idiosyncrasies, don't we?
Yes, we do. I have some myself.
All right, JJ Jasper, proud of Owensboro, Kentucky. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, and I already got a sneak preview. Hard to believe Thanksgiving is next week. Wednesday night, I was at First Baptist Church, Mississippi, and it was their annual harvest supper. I was invited to do the entertainment. My job was easy, stand-up comedy, did a little devotion. Dr. Randy, so many people. I wish I'd written some names down because we have some wonderful AFR listeners there. Turkey and dressing and ham and cranberry and green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, all kinds of dessert.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a little lunchtime. I've already had pre-Thanksgiving, so I know what all the fuss is going to be about next week with the food and fellowship and travel and football. But little shout out to some new friends, First Baptist Church in Oklahoma, Mississippi. Our listeners are the best.
First time callers only, so if you've never been on the radio with us during trivia, today is your day. It's first time callers only. Tony, what's that phone number people need
to call? Yes, sir. That phone number is 888-589-8840. Again, that's 888-589-8840.
What's the ground rules, JJ?
Ground rules, you have to wait, but that's kind of a different ground rule because this is first-time caller. So if you've called, you know, it's okay if you've called before and you weren't able to get on, but we're looking for first-time people who've never been on Today's Issues, Trivia Friday. So we just want you to call that number.
You got to be 11 years old.
And 11 years old or up. And then, of course, there's a mystery question.
Yes.
So we're going to each give three questions out of these original nine. If you happen to land on it, answer correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Yes, beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell.
Glorious sound.
That means you're going to win an AFR cap. A nice-looking cap. You know, when we mention about the cap, if you don't win, you can go to the store. I can't believe that Christmas is right around the corner. Go to the store and check out the sweatshirts, caps, books, DVDs, little stocking stuffers.
We have some back massagers. No, they're new.
AFA branded.
That was my idea.
Yeah.
Check out the AFA store and really always – good products, good prices, sincerely, and it helps the ministry.
Absolutely. So you get the ball cap, AFR ball cap, and you answer the mystery question correctly, right? All right, go ahead, Tony. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I've got three questions. First question is, true or false, bananas are berries, but strawberries are not. Is that true or false?
It's almost like a riddle.
Yeah, that is a little, the wording there is
so
a little confusing.
So bananas are fruits, but strawberries aren't? Is that what you're asking?
Well, no, bananas, true or false, bananas are berries, but strawberries are not. Is that true or false?
All right.
All right, the next question is, Which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? So I know we haven't even had Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to be on the show before Christmas.
Get it all out
so
there.
I'm going to go ahead and ask the Christmas question.
Yes.
Yeah, so which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? And then my third question, in medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
Wow, great questions. Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. Two men were flogged and put in prison while praying and singing at midnight. An earthquake shook the prison, opening all the doors and breaking the prisoners' chains. Name the two men. Name these two men in the Bible. Second question, which war was fought along the 38th parallel? Which war was fought along the 38th parallel? Third question, multiple choice. If you have dorophobia, what do you fear? Young Hispanic explorers, that's A.
Wow.
B, doors.
I think the Aztecs had that, didn't they?
Or C.
I know.
Or C.
Really noted, Tony.
Or C, fur. What do you fear? Do you fear young Hispanic explorers, A, doors, the fear of doors, B, or the fear of fur, C, dorophobia?
I've never known anybody to fear a rock band.
Now, look, yeah, that's good. Hey, and look, and how about the little one that I got just for that I wasted one? Really, you got two choices because I was having some fun. If you've got kids.
I mean, Jim Morrison had his problems, but he didn't ever strike me as scary or anything like that.
That's right.
Maybe so, you know.
Yeah, and I got Swiper Keep Swiping in there if you're let's see the subtle part of
that. Swiper, Swiper's going to swipe.
That's right.
That's just the way of the world right
that's
there.
That's in Proverbs.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, don't look that up in your Bible because you ain't going to find it.
Swipers are going to swipe, and if you grab
that's
a dog
Walgreens
by the
has
ears,
to lock everything up.
That's exactly right.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what is the best-selling cookbook of all time?
Of all time?
All time. I'm talking about the history of the world. What is the best-selling cookbook of all time? To give you a hint, it dominated the 20th century.
Okay.
All right, and was American. All right, number two question. So first question, what is the best-selling cookbook of all time? Number two, what word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the South from 1830 to 1860?
Good question.
What word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the South from 1830 to 1860? And number three, which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally? Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally.
Now, does it give off berries or things we think are berries, but they're not?
You know what?
I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think there's any berries on this tree. Okay. I think it's berryless.
Yeah. All right.
You know? All right. We go to the phones. Who's going to do this?
You know what? I can, since Tony's not.
He can read.
Completely
still,
used
I'm
to
still
it.
A greenhorn.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm not. Yeah. No, and I don't ever
show
do
him
it.
Show him that's
so
done, JJ.
I'm going to try.
Watch this, Tony.
Let's go to Michelle, who is listening in Florida. Good morning, Michelle. Do I have to click something? All right, Michelle in Florida. Hi, Michelle. I might not be the right guy to do this. I've never done this. Okay, good.
You know what? Poor Michelle. She was lined up ready to go, number one. JJ, you kicked her off.
I hit the eject button.
Yeah. You know what?
If Michelle will call back, we'll try to get her in the queue.
She'll never get through. Michelle, if you'll send us an email, we'll get you on next week, okay? comments@afr.net.
Yeah, I feel terrible about that. I've never worked this part of it.
comments@afr.net. Michelle from Florida, if you'll let us know.
Yeah.
Email us and we'll put you on next week.
And we are going to be on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
We are live.
Yeah.
So that's an honest mistake by Brother JJ right there.
All right. So do we go to Rick? And let's go to Rick in North Carolina. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, you made it. First time caller. Thanks for calling AFR for Trivia Friday. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The question about in prison.
Yes, sir. The Bible question. Here's the question. Two men were flogged and put in prison while praying and singing at midnight. An earthquake shook the prison, opening the doors and breaking the prisoners' chains. Name the two men.
I think it was it Peter and Paul?
No, but that's close.
And no, Mary wasn't even there, I don't think.
Peter, Paul, and I got 50-50, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, what's your question for us, Rick?
I have a sports question. What player is the quarterback? What quarterback won the 1971 Heisman Trophy and has won two Super Bowls? And I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. Can you name who that is?
Tim's going to know, and Tony may know.
Right. I'm going to have to pass.
By the way, where are you listening, Rick, in North Carolina?
Home of the Brave, Fort Bragg.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay, so your question, he won a Heisman in 71?
He won a Heisman in 71, he's won two Super Bowls. And I don't think he's ever made it.
I think it's Jim Plunkett.
Tim, I'm going to stop calling you.
Tim knows. He can tell you what color shoes he wore.
Yeah,
and
I know.
What he had in his locker. Yeah, Tim was the man.
I wasn't sure if he, I know he hasn't, I thought he didn't make it, but I wasn't sure, but he hasn't made it. That's unusual.
Wait, how do you get Heisman and then win two Super Bowls and you get shunned and passed over and not?
You mean Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
Well, he's talking about the NFL Hall of Fame.
He
was not an NFL Hall of Famer, in my opinion. You got to do more than just be on a Super Bowl winning team or teams. It's partly subjective.
Do you think Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame quarterback?
I would have to look at his whole resume, but did he win MVP a year or two or something like that?
No, Eli never won MVP. Now, he might have won MVP in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's
beat Tom Brady twice.
Yeah, to me, Eli Manning is borderline Hall of Famer. I don't know.
Man, if he's borderline, then I don't have a chance.
Well, his brother is a Hall of Famer. Peyton Manning is. I'm talking about the NFL career, not college.
Yeah.
NFL, as far as Jim Plunkett goes, he played at Stanford. He won the Heisman, and then he played in the pros. And I think he won his Super Bowl with the Raiders. Maybe twice.
Yeah. Hey,
anyway,
Rick.
Thank you.
Just so a little backstory. Tim was a sports writer. That's what he wanted to do in his career, is to be a sports journalist, sports writer. And the Lord had other plans. So we're glad. But you're seeing how he's got a little bit of that residual sports acumen hanging on to him.
Thank you, Brother Rick. You have a wonderful day, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you there. Hope you have a great week next week. Rick calling from North Carolina. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Tony, and JJ. Who's up next, JJ?
Let's go to Elowen. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, in Michigan. Did I pronounce that right, Elowen?
Yes.
Elowen, what part of Michigan?
Yeah.
Newego.
Okay.
Is that near Muskegon or Grand Rapids or where?
It's near Fremont.
Oh, Fremont. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Home of Gerber Foods.
Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
The one of the two people in the prison.
All right. These are two guys in the Bible, flogged, put in prison while praying and singing at midnight. Earthquake, the doors all open, their chains come off. Name the two men.
Paul and Silas.
Paul and Silas.
That other fellow was close. He got half of, that's Acts 16, verse 25 through 34. Amazing story. The other prisoners, they saw that testimony. Instead of complaining and having a pity party, they were singing and praising after being beat and then hanging on the wall there in stocks. They didn't run. Doors all open. They didn't run. And then the jailer pulled his sword to kill himself. They're like, wait, we're all here.
That's
then he said, how can I get saved? The jailer and his entire family got saved. tended to their wounds, fed them, and then the jailer and his family were baptized. What Absolutely. A wonderful story there from Acts 16. Well, Elwin, thank you for knowing the word. What's your question for us?
How many time zones are there in Russia?
How many time zones are there in Russia? It's a big old place. I'm going to guess three, guys, just because it's so.
Well, we have four. No.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We have four. Yeah, so I would say five or six. I don't know. I would go. I mean, Russia.
I'm changing mine. I'm going to go with Tony. What do you think, Tim? It's so big.
I'm going to say seven.
All right, I'm going to go with six.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with JJ. I'll say six.
Well, don't do
I'm
another,
going with
don't
you,
don't
Tony.
Don't do another six.
No, <That's laughs> you've right. got to stay seven,
Elwin,
actually.
Elwin, so. Yeah. What's the answer?
11.
11?
What? 11?
Wow.
Well, they've made up some extra time zones just to accommodate Russia.
Man. You think they have daylight savings in Russia?
I was wondering
Russia?
About that. They shouldn't have.
And, and that's why there's so many people in Siberia that complain. It's not the cold because
it's all
it's
the time
a dry,
zone
it's not,
changes.
It's not humidity. It's a dry cold, but it's the time changes. They
it's because they've
got
to get up. They've got to get up at 4 a.m. to watch the football game.
They've got to get up the day before just to make it to work on time the day
Elwin,
for yesterday.
That's a beautiful name. How do you spell it?
Elowen.
Is that a family name?
No, my mom and dad just picked it.
Okay. My grandmother was named, one of my two grandmothers, obviously, was named Eloise. And so similar to Elowen.
Yeah.
But
that's,
you don't hear that name anymore.
That's beautiful.
You know, Eloise, Elowen. All right, thank you,
Elwin. What's your question? Yeah. Well, you already asked us about the time zone. Hey, we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to AFR. 11 time zones.
Wow. In Russia. Wow. Yeah, Russia stretches from Japan, Korea area, all the way over to Europe. I mean, you're talking about probably the largest country in the world, I would guess.
It is.
It is?
By
or Canada.
Land
Canada was also massive in terms of land mass. Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Tony and JJ, and we thank you for listening. And we go to our next caller. Who's up next, JJ?
We've got Carol in Mississippi. Carol, you made it. First-time caller. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What part of Mississippi?
I'm Summerall, Mississippi.
Summerall. Hey, and you might want to turn your radio down a little bit. We can hear some feedback, and that will be confusing to you and to us. But Summerall, Mississippi.
That's South Central, isn't it? Aren't you? Where are you, Carol?
I'm right here.
No, I mean, where is Summerall?
Can you hear me?
Isn't Summerall in the south part of the
state? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yes, South Mississippi. I'm about an hour and a half from the coast.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer.
Which one you want to answer?
The question about the bananas and strawberries, it's true that bananas are considered berries.
Well, let's let
Tony
re-ask
the question.
Okay, so bananas, true or false, bananas are berries, but strawberries are not. So you did guess, you did say that bananas are berries. That was stated, but are strawberries berries, Carol?
No.
No, they are not. That's correct. I'm sorry. It's first.
Okay.
Yeah, second time.
You,
doing
go, Carol.
You got it right, Carol.
Good.
Look, that is true.
No, I have this happen when they put the ballot and they say, do you vote to say yes to not do the initiative that we agreed on to go forward
Look,
with?
I confused myself.
How did
Joe
you know
Biden's
that?
Speech.
How did you know that, Carol?
I actually had heard that trivia question before and looked it up because I thought surely that bananas were not considered berries, but they are because of how they grow.
That's right.
Okay.
And strawberries are actually part of the rose family. I did not know that. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's an odd reunion.
Yeah, that's
look to that point. Wisdom and knowledge, two different things. Knowledge is knowing the right information. Wisdom is to know how to apply it. And if you want a working definition, tomato, here's the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Tomato is not a vegetable. It's a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, just kind of like in this same conversation we're having, tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to use it in a fruit salad. Okay. So if you're looking for a good working definition, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Carol, way to go. Strawberry is not a berry.
And banana is a...
A banana is a berry.
That's disappointing, but
it's a crazy world. 2025 is just be whatever you want to be.
Why Zoran Mamdani got elected
there.
Carol, do you have a question for us?
I do not.
Okay.
All right, Carol. Well, it's from Summerall, Mississippi. That you did great and made the family proud there.
Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving next week.
Yep.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Tony, and JJ. And if you want to watch us on that there internet, as Ed calls it, go to we got three different ways. We're on Facebook and YouTube with Today's Issues. I think that's what way would be identified. Today's Issues AFR. And then we have our own streaming service, stream.afa.net.
Streaming.afa.net.
Excuse me, streaming.
Actually, stream. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Which is it, Tony?
The berry or fruit?
I confused myself.
You jumped in there to correct me.
It is stream. You were right.
I want to hear say it again.
Yeah, you were right.
Say it for his wife.
It's not, especially my wife hears it all the time.
Right.
So don't.
Yeah. Don't put it on.
Don't let it go to your head, man. Yeah. Don't let it go to your head.
Okay. Stream.
Stream.afa.net.
That's what I was going to say. But, I'll go ahead and say stream.afa.net. Stream.afa.net. Tim, Tony, and JJ here on American Family Radio. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take our break just a little early because no need in getting into another call when we'll have to take a time out. So when we get back, is Stacy up next?
We've got Stacy. We're staying in Mississippi. Then we've got Sue from Texas, Randall from Arkansas, Tammy from Alabama. That's a great lineup.
And Jason from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Ron from Oklahoma, Cindy from Arkansas. Yeah, got a bunch of folks lined up.
First time callers
today. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Proverbs 16:20, he who gives heed to the word will prosper, and happy is he who trusts in the Lord. Interesting verse of scripture, isn't it? Some time ago, I read in the papers an account of a man in Phoenix, Arizona, who had rented an apartment but couldn't move into it because he'd lost it. Actually, he couldn't find it. It seems that Charles Rowland had sold his photo finishing business in Appleton, Wisconsin, and moved to Phoenix. Upon his arrival in Phoenix, Rowland checked into a hotel, and that same day he found an apartment and paid 1 month's rent in advance. However, he drove away without noting the address. Well, after 14 hours of driving around the city to locate the apartment, he notified a local paper of his plight. The fellow who had rented the apartment to Rowland read the article and called him at the hotel. It seems that the apartment was just 2 blocks, a couple of minutes, away from the hotel. Then there's the case of Dr. Ellis Schenken of Toronto. Dr. Schenken was punched in the eye, and as a result, he lost one of his contact lenses. Dr. Schenken, unable to find the lens, got fitted for another soon thereafter, but the eye in which Dr. Schenken got punched kept discharging, and his new lens kept popping out. Well, it should have. You see, the lens which Dr. Schenken searched for but couldn't find had been pushed into his eyelid, where it remained unnoticed. While a student in school, I worked in a grocery store to help defray my expenses. As I was stocking the shelf one day, a gentleman kept walking up and down the aisle looking for some product. Finally, he stopped in the section where the product should be. And after looking for quite a while for the product, he asked me if I knew where the product could be found. Reaching to the spot where he'd been looking for several minutes, I picked up the product and gave it to him. His comment, "If it had been a snake, it would have bitten me." It wasn't long after that till I began a search early one morning for my glasses. After searching for several minutes about the house and failing to find them, I began to accuse one of the children or my wife of misplacing them. Seeing I was about to lose what little temper I had, Linda started searching with me. She came into the room where I was searching and started to speak, only to have a wide grin come across her face. "Go look in a mirror," she said. I took the hint and suddenly realized that I was wearing the glasses I had so desperately been hunting. You know, isn't it rather funny sometimes how we can search high and low for something and then end up finding it in a place where it should have been so simple to find? These four stories could be multiplied by countless individuals who have searched for something only to find it in a place so close by. Now, there's a truth here that could be applied to countless realms. But for the sake of simplicity, let's try just one. Happiness. It's right where you are, if you can find it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14.
American Family Radio.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
All right. Monkeys from the late 60s, early 70s, wasn't it, JJ?
I think you're right, yeah.
If that song doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what does.
That's like a Beach Boys or the Archies. I don't think the Archies were a real group. I think they were just for the comic books, but then because on the cartoon they were singing in a band, so they threw some studio musicians together, and they actually had a hit song.
The Archies did.
Yeah. I'm wasting a trivia question.
The one hit
here.
Wonder.
Yeah, I think you're right.
A little redundant. They were like, hey, we're the Archies.
People say we Eli Maron. We're just trying to be Peyton.
Trying to be a football dynasty around town.
Hey, it was good, JJ. That's got good bad. Rap. We got something going
on
there.
We're on to
probably
something.
Probably have to pay the Mannings some kind of royalties there, but anyway.
Yeah, because they need the money. No. Here's what we got. Let's go back to the phone.
Let's repeat our questions.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Let's reset our questions. We haven't done that in a while. So we're resetting our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered, and we're going to get back to the phone. So go ahead, Tony.
Yeah.
What questions
you got? So which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? In medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
Wow.
And my new question, since one of mine was answered by Carol, what animal can hold its breath longer than a dolphin, up to 40 minutes?
Wow. That's a lot of holding your breath there.
I saw that on Fear Factor one time. And poor fella, he didn't make it, you know. They did resuscitate him, but he didn't make the 40 minutes.
Yeah, he didn't get the money either.
It was 17 minutes, I think, something like that. He was turning blue.
Yes, he was.
Here's what
I've got. First question, which war was fought along the 38th parallel? Which war was fought along the 38th parallel?
It's not the Spanish-American War, right?
No, not Spanish-American. Okay. Second question, and this is multiple choice. If you have Dora-phobia, what do you fear?
Travel.
A young Hispanic explorer?
Oh.
B,
never mind.
Doors, do you have a fear of doors? Or C, fur, do you have a fear of fur? If you have Dora-phobia, are you scared of Dora the Explorer?
There's help for
doors
that.
or fur. Yeah, if you get up to about 7 or 8 on that 12-step program, stay with it.
Stay with it. You're almost there.
Yeah, it's important to just keep drinking the coffee,
Dora,
meeting with
anonymous
the group.
Groups everywhere.
And just saying, hi, my name is Tim. I have Dora-phobia. They'll go, hi, Tim. You come to the right place. Like this is a safe space. Hey, third question. Hey, look, this is. I feel like I need to throw this in. Anybody that's gone to any kind of self-help or 12-step program, boy, we don't make fun of that. That's great that people can get help for whatever is going on. Yeah. All right, third question. Up to the year 2018, because this is where my data stopped here. So up to the year 2018, what NFL quarterback threw the most interceptions? And this is multiple choice. Was it Terry Bradshaw, B, Dan Marino, or C, Brett Favre? Who threw, what NFL quarterback threw the most interceptions? And that's up through 2018.
All those guys played, prior to.
Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, or Brett Favre? Who is the winner? It's not the word you want to really use, but the winner of the most, throwing the most interceptions.
All right, here are my three questions. What is the best-selling cookbook of all time? This is very well known and goes back to the a long time ago.
Well, you got the Farmer's Almanac and that cookbook right there on the same shelf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do. All right,
Ben Franklin's people.
Number two, what now?
Ben Franklin. Some of his neighbors helped write that cookbook.
Wow. Okay, I'd like to see those recipes. Like from the 1700s, huh?
There's a lot of ways you can cook pasta.
The ones that don't give you dysentery.
That's right.
That's back when they thought strawberries were berries.
That's right. Exactly. That was well
played. Back in that era, what do they know? All right, number two. What word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the South from the 1830s to the 1860s? Everybody got that one?
I got it.
Yeah, but I'm not real patient. So when you got to a large, elegant, I just heard man. And I thought, wow, that's got to be an interesting answer.
Did I say man?
No. When you got to man, my brain stopped working, and it auto-corrected. But then you said
Man-chun. All right, now my final question. Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally? Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally?
Good question.
Sounds like the tree equivalent of me. I'm very, very complex. put me in the sun.
You are white.
Put me in the sun. I'm in trouble.
And you peel naturally. That was clever.
That was good. Yeah.
Who's up next?
Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What part of Mississippi?
Clinton.
Clinton, yeah, MC College there, just right outside of Jackson. Great area.
It is a great area.
Yeah. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We want to do both.
Oh, you got a lifeline
teammate
with you. Who's helping you?
My son, Eric.
All right. Eric.
He's the brains, I'm the mouth.
That's what they say about me on this show. These guys are the brains, and I'm the beauty, Stacy. So I know exactly where you are on that. All right, you and Eric, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the medieval currency?
Yes. So in medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
No,
that's not correct.
Cinnamon. That's what
not
I would
cinnamon.
Use.
That's a good guess, though. That's a good
cinnamon
guess.
Cinnamon is a good guess.
That is
cinnamon
good
just
guess.
Makes the world better. You
it
don't
does,
you think
yeah,
so?
Mixed in with things.
The other was currency, and they just used cinnamon when they left a tip. So that was just a tip. Yeah. That's why it's easily confused. Hey, good try, Stacy.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
Okay, so the question is, the smallest town in America that has only one population of one. What is the smallest town in America that has a population of one?
Okay,
I've heard of that.
Okay, now we're talking about it would have to be incorporated to be a town. Is it a real town? Am I right?
Yeah. And you talk about the busy fellow that lives there being the
mayor.
Mayor and the fire chief and the policeman. Yeah,
he sets his own tax rate, though. So
yeah, he go get his garbage. he has to go down and get the garbage truck. Go down to the sanitation department. Drive the garbage truck. You see how this works.
Calls himself
back
to complain.
His house. First, he had to take his toter out to the road and drop that off before he headed down to the you know, sanitation maintenance building.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something.
You know what? Is this? I don't know.
I think it's in Nebraska, but I don't remember the town. I've heard of that. You know, bizarre. Mm-hmm. Little bit of trivia.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna go somewhere in Nebraska.
Stacy, JJ says Nebraska is where the state is. What state is
that? That is the state. It is the state.
JJ,
I know stuff, boys. All right, where's the city? Yeah. We're stumped.
Monowi, Monowi.
That's where I want to go for vacation because I know who's going to be there at the desk checking us into the hotel.
Yeah.
How do you say
I just want to watch her work or him.
I know.
Yeah, that's it.
How do you spell this place?
Monowi.
Okay.
Did somebody have mono there? Their name?
Mono, I think, is kind of one because it's just one guy.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
So they have a lot of restrictions.
I mean, election season has got to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be brutal.
All those yard signs.
The mayoral race, yeah.
Well, the Christmas parade, you wake up and say, do I really want to go to the Christmas
All
parade?
Right. How did you know that, Stacy? Where did this question come from?
My son, Eric, loves trivia.
I got you.
Okay.
One of our most favorite things Friday mornings to get in the car and ride somewhere and listen to trivia.
Well, bless your Monowi.
Stacy, I got
That's awesome.
I got a question for you because...
Send her a hat.
Yeah, go ahead and take care of that.
I'm going to send you two ball caps.
Wow, how
just
nice.
Just to make up for the gas you're using. all right. So we got to send, we have two.
Stacy and Eric.
And then we're going to send one to Monowi.
Mother and daughter.
To the
mayor, postmaster, fire chief.
Right. We got dual ball caps coming your way there.
So, Stacy, here was my question because you're a regular listener of Trivia Friday. How many questions do you generally know? Do you know about half the questions? Because we try to just shoot for not too hard and not too easy.
We know. We both, Eric and I both love Bible. We both love to study the Bible. So we usually know all the Bible stuff.
Good.
Amen.
Thanks for being in the Word. What about the other questions? Do you know like half of them or a fourth of them?
Probably a third of them.
Good.
But it always triggers us, and we go and look that up, and then we find other things. And we actually came across this question that we asked from another question y'all had one time.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm going to look up that Nebraska thing.
I bet you got
heard it.
I bet you remember that from Hee Haw.
Standing up in the cornfield, saying salute. Yeah.
Yeah, remember how they saluted some town?
Gloom and despair.
Yes.
Yes.
Agony on me.
Well, Stacy, have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. And thanks for the wonderful plug about how much you enjoy learning university. That's why we have this show.
That's right.
Hey, our phone number here is BR549. that's our phone number here for Trivia Friday.
And next week, when you're not going to be here, Junior Samples is going to fill in. He'll recognize him. He doesn't wear a shirt under his overalls.
Yeah, he'll eat popcorn.
I do. Right. It's Green Acres. My middle son, their program they did at their school was actually based on Green Acres.
Different from Hee Haw now. You know,
is that different
right?
from me? Did you say Hee Haw?
Yeah, but it's it's
same genre.
Same genre. Yeah.
That's right.
All right. I'm a picking, and JJ?
Grinning.
JJ's grinning. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday. You have any idea what we're talking about?
I know.
You're looking at me funny.
Huh? I know. I know of Hee Haw. My bad.
Okay. I know of Hee Haw and I know of Green Acres. And the spinoff, what was it, Tim?
Of what?
Of Green Acres.
Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction.
All right. So, Trivia Friday, we're going to repeat our questions quickly for the last time this half hour. Go, Tony.
All right. First question, which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? In medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
It's not cinnamon.
And what animal can hold its breath longer than a dolphin? Up to 40 minutes.
Wow. Which war was fought along the 38th parallel?
Yeah.
Which war was fought along the 38th parallel? If your dad was here, he'd absolutely know that. Boy, he is a history buff and military. Second question, if you have Doraphobia, what do you fear? It's multiple choice. Do you fear young Hispanic explorers? Do you fear doors, B, or C, fur? And then my third question, sports question, is multiple choice. What NFL quarterback threw the most interceptions? Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, or Brett Favre?
My three questions are, what is the best-selling cookbook of all time? This was in everybody's kitchen all through the 20th century. So this is a well-known. This isn't obscure. Number two, what word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the American South from 1830 to 1860? And number three, which tree has a beautiful white bark that peels naturally? And this is, again, very common, not anything you don't know. All right, back to the phones, JJ.
Here's what we got. Let's go to Arkansas, where Randall is patiently waiting. Hi, Randall.
Hey, go Hogs.
There you go.
Keep the faith, Randall.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. It's going to happen.
You got to have faith when you're a Hog, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Sue-wee.
Hey, listen. Yeah. We Mississippi State fans.
Yeah, we're kindred
right there,
spirit.
We're right there
we
with
know
you.
That. Hey, yeah. Randall, what part of Arkansas?
I've been down there to your stadium.
Yeah.
What part of Arkansas?
Fayetteville, my friend. God's country.
Yeah. Where is that?
Fayetteville.
Oh, I thought he said, yeah.
Northwest. In Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, that's Arkansas. Walmart country.
Yeah. And Tyson's yes, Foods
Tyson,
and all kinds of
Debbie Hunt.
Ask, answer, or do both, my friend.
Let me answer today.
Which one you feel confident about?
Oh, I'm so confident in this one. War that was fought on the 38th parallel.
Yes, sir. Which war was fought along the 38th parallel?
As a taekwondo instructor of 38 years, it's the Korean War.
Nicely done.
Way to go. Way to go. You got it, Randall.
You know, I'm just going out on a limb here because I was not in the military, and we only had one member of our extended family that was. I think the Korean War – folks and the Vietnam War, I don't think they got the credit that they were due. It seemed like they got snubbed a little bit. Am I right on that?
Oh my goodness. Yes, sir. Yeah. They were. We lost a lot of people there and it's too bad.
Yeah, you just don't hear young people, wow, well, you were World War One, you were World War Two. You were just in that Vietnam mess. You were in that Korean War. Yeah. What is that? Never heard of it. And then just move on to the next chapter.
Yeah.
That Korean War was well, all wars are hell. I'm not using an ugly word there. I mean that. But that Korean War, if you read about the conditions that those American soldiers had to deal with, and you hear the stories, I'm talking about the brutality of the winter.
Yes.
And everything. Yeah. But now we do have a memorial. When we go on our tours, we go to the Vietnam and the Korean memorials in Washington, D.C.
They're getting their due now, getting that recognition of their sacrifice and service.
But right. You're talking about the – I think part of that was the World War II veterans were still alive, and that was such a –
the greatest generation.
And it was a world war. I mean, and it was – so I think a lot of the attention went there, and then the
overshadowed.
Korea was called a conflict.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Vietnam was really controversial in terms of whether Americans should even be over in South Asia and so forth.
Yeah.
So I think there were some differences there.
We grew up on Ridgewood Street, 21 boys on a short dead-end street, and Clifton Roberts that lived directly across the street, he was in the Korean War, and I remember seeing those pictures that he had in his uniform and beside a tank and another picture there in their living room. And, you know, I just hey, look, you got that, Randall. And glad to see that you're staying active there with Taekwondo. Did you say Taekwondo?
Yes, sir.
Black belt, you know, double still, black
hey,
belt.
If you see
where
him,
are you?
If you see him, he still owes me $5.
Eighth degree black belt. So I think it suffices to say, if you're ever around Randall, don't make any sudden moves.
That's right.
Hey, Randall, what's your
question? I'm the last guy that's going to fight.
Yeah. What's your question for us?
I don't have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
What is the we should have asked? Is Randall gone?
Yes.
I mean,
what's the difference between Taekwondo and karate?
Karate comes from Japan. Taekwondo comes from Korea.
That's a good explanation.
But it's similar, right?
It's very similar. Taekwondo is known more of a kicking art. Karate more of a hand technique art. But it's dependent on the instructor. Some instructors are great kickers. Some aren't. And it's just, it's very independent, you know?
Yeah.
Now, which country
gives us skills, and we just try to impart our skills and make the world a better place through that.
Yeah. What country does the Pilates come from? Isn't that over there somewhere, like Thailand or something?
Down there around Pilatesville.
Well, that makes sense. Pilatesville, Nebraska.
Right. That's right.
Thank you, Randall. Appreciate it.
Oh, Tim. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I should get hazard pay for being on this show the way my jaw is hurt. Some of your crazy stuff you say. All right. Let's go to Tammy in Alabama. Tammy, thank you for holding. What part of Alabama?
I'm from Hackleburg, Alabama.
Yeah, Hackleburg.
That's like where that tornado.
That's right. Over from Smithville, kind of.
Isn't that where the tornado ripped through about 5 years ago or so, Tammy?
Yes, in 2011.
Yeah, you don't forget that.
Yeah, we are like an hour away from Florence, Alabama, north of us, and Birmingham is like 2 hours south, I guess, of us.
Yes. Right. Wasn't that the day that storm hit Tuscaloosa and Smithville, Mississippi, and Hackleburg, Alabama? Wasn't that the same day, am I thinking?
It was a couple hundred miles long
or something.
Oh man, crazy. They had video of that tornado that came into Tuscaloosa. Mm. Yeah, that was, and they may have been the same one that hit Hackleburg. I don't know, but that was, you talking about scary.
Right.
Looking. Anyway, right. Tammy, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I was going to answer the one about the two men in prison, but I think I'll guess at the cookbook.
Okay. Do you know Regina here at our office? Tammy, does that ring a bell?
I don't know. I know Regina.
Y'all are probably related somewhere or another. You talk just like her. Anyway, and that's a compliment, okay? That's a compliment. You talk slow and methodical so everybody can understand you. All right, here's the question, Tammy, you're going to answer. What is the best-selling cookbook of all time?
Is it Betty Crocker?
Betty Crocker.
Hey, that's that cowbell.
There we go.
The mystery question.
Mama, you got your cow.
See what I'm talking about? I love that enthusiasm
there. That's right. That's
Tammy's exhibiting.
Now, Tammy, did you just yell out, Mama, you got your cap?
Did. Yeah. Yes, she did.
She did. Let me tell you this story.
Okay.
Now, you got to get this.
All right.
My mama is 89 years old. She mows, and this summer, well, it was spring, she said one day, the Friday trivia came on, and she says, we're sitting there eating breakfast, she says, okay, give me that cap and I'll mow in it. I thought, well, okay. So I kind of passed by one day, I knew the one about Moses, and would you realize, unintelligent me, forgot the phone number, Moses is Mama's name on Mother's Day. She didn't get it. Someone else did. Then one day when y'all had Eleanor Roosevelt on, I thought, oh, that wouldn't be the answer. So I didn't even call and somebody else got it. And today I just called and got through.
I would just say.
And was going to answer a couple of others, and those just led to answer that one, and she got a cow.
To quote Jim Nabors, the only word I got for that, Tammy, is Shazam. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Just Shazam. And you won a ball cap, AFR ball cap. Did you say we're going to send one?
I think we need to send one to Tammy and her mama. Because her mama's wanting one, but Tammy's one doing the work.
thank you.
Tammy, would you be okay if we're still mowing the yard?
I would have been asking for the shirt, the Culture Warrior DVD, the travel mug, and the cap. She only asked for the cap, so I was happy to apply for the cap.
Yeah, listen, if you don't mind, if that would be a blessing for y'all, we want to send you and your mama an AFR cap. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
All right. You stay on the line. What's your stay on the line after we're through so they can get your address and tell your mom thank you for listening to AFR. Hey, what
yeah.
is
okay.
what
thank you, Tammy.
What is your question for us?
Well, in the alphabet, mm-hmm. as you say it, either A through Z or Z back to A, there is two letters that make a word either way. What are those two letters?
Now, A to Z, oh, that's like Arizona, right?
Well, if you're saying the alphabet like ABC uh-huh. and going forward, or if you're saying the alphabet ZYX and going backwards.
It sounds like a
either
list.
Way
this,
you
know, this sounds like a list my wife gives me. To go do, and you know, you're listening and listening and listening, and boom, you can't put it. There's no more. You know what I'm saying?
No
you,
more.
And
space.
You say it makes,
you lose your way on the trail. This way I
it
look.
Makes
at
it makes a word either way.
It makes a word going forward or backwards if you're saying the alphabet.
What is
yes,
it, JJ?
Either way.
Well,
either
you
way.
Know, we and back in the '80s, they used to play the alphabet backwards, and you could hear some pretty. Bad things on there.
I think we're
remember
stumped.
That?
I think we're stumped.
Yeah.
You better just go ahead and tell us, Tammy.
Oh, you guys, this is learning university.
I know.
Well, we're here to,
well,
I'm here to learn.
You're going to teach us. You're going to teach us
we're trying
something.
To make you look good.
What's the answer?
Yeah. You're not, y'all yeah. know on it today. No.
Yeah,
if
I'm
you
sorry.
Go, if you go, that's okay. Hey, yeah. I had to learn it a long time ago, I guess, or I figured it out a long time ago.
What's
but
the
anyway,
answer?
Yeah.
If you're going, if you go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, then there's N and O.
Mm-hmm.
It spells no if you're going forward. If you're going backwards, it's O and N.
Okay.
It spells
no and on. That's good.
Yes.
Hey, we'll remember that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Know, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Stay on the
I'm
line. You
go
got
back.
Two caps
I'm gonna have to go
on
back
the way.
And rewatch some of the old Sesame Street. It's just apparent to me that I'm behind the
right,
curve.
Right, you're behind the curve.
On,
you know something I learned years ago?
What did you learn?
We have more in common than what people realize. For instance, no woman has ever put on mascara with her mouth closed. She always has her mouth open, putting on mascara. No man has ever secured a load. The very last thing he does when he makes the last little tie, he says, there, that's not going anywhere. Every man does that. And here's the other one I was getting somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't say L-M-N-O-P one letter at a time. You always group those together.
Yeah.
Every
yeah,
one
else
of them.
You can't do.
You're saying A, B, C, but then you say L-M-N-O-P. You do that in a cluster.
After you do that, try sneezing and keeping your eyes open. See what happens to you right there.
Only, well,
you
talk
about
O-N about
and
it.
N-O. It'll be oh no. But
you
anyway.
Saying it's impossible, or it'll land you up in the hospital?
I'm talking about some blood vessels.
It's gonna
flying.
Be bad. Yeah.
What happened to you? What are you here for, Mr. Ron? Well, I had some blood vessels.
Somebody said
flying.
Sneeze and keep your eyes open, and I tried it.
Took that TikTok challenge.
A TikTok challenge.
Yeah, cinnamon went everywhere.
That's a one and done. That's
cinnamon
a one
went
and done.
Everywhere.
Cinnamon went everywhere. Just like what they used to pay for currency. Oh no, wait, it was something like cinnamon.
All right. So when old people say enjoy them while they're young, you know what they're talking about?
I can think of about four things.
Knees and hips.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.